listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. The Industrial Relations Bill has this morning become law across Western Victoria. The House of Reps passing the legislation, which includes allowing multi-employer strikes and a review of wage awards. PM Anthony Albanese speaking ahead of the vote, hoping it increases the pay packets of our pandemic heroes.
Today is a win for the heroes of the pandemic. Yeah. The cleaners, the disability workers, the aged care workers, the early childhood educators.
Water storages across our patch have received the highest ever inflows for the month of October. More than 50,000 megalitres of water flowed into central Victorian storages. Colobam Water says some waterways were well above capacity after significant rainfall. A judge has ordered a teen to complete a three-month good behaviour bond after a Mildura home invasion 3 years ago. The court heard Tyrese Dylan Whitten was with two others when they broke into a home, taking but later dumping tech and a watch while a woman slept inside. He's already spent 134 days in jail, the judge sentencing it as time already served. Big city migrants and cost of living pressures are meaning Bendigo rents are becoming more and more unaffordable. That's according to the latest Rental Affordability Index data, showing Bendigo's defying a regional Victorian trend of gradually improving prices. With an average 26% of total income having to go towards rent generally, Victorian Tenants Union Farah Farouk walks us through their proposed solution.
One of the things that we're calling for at Tenants Victoria is a fairness formula to be applied to rent increases. And we're amongst many groups also that are calling for more social housing in regional areas. So these are more affordable homes for people on low incomes.
In the golf, Bendigo's Lucas Herbert has made a solid start at the Australian Open. He fired a 2-under par 70 at Kingston Heath, placing him 5 shots behind the leader. He's playing at Victoria Golf Club for the second round this afternoon.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.